Hello, and welcome to the CWF Gamecast. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt, and this is actually a special mini-cast. It's not going to be a full episode, so because of that, I'm not joined by my usual co-host, Tom Barberlet. I'm doing this all by myself. I'm actually doing this small podcast episode. It's actually like a half an episode, I guess you could call it. But I'm doing this just to kind of do a couple of reminders and a couple of announcements that I wanted to make sure I got out there so that you, the listener, would have plenty of time to respond to them. First off, I'm actually going to cover a few things. One, I'm going to do a reminder for our Word C contest. I also want to give a mention about another podcast that's out there that a friend of mine is running. I want to give you a heads up on episode 50, and I think I'm just perhaps will briefly, very briefly, talk about the Black Powder rules by Warlord Games. So first, I actually want to start off with this is actually a brief one, but there's this other podcast out there. I've talked about it before on the show. Tom and I have it actually, and it's on. I talk about it on a blog. It's a blog and a podcast. It's called The Gatestormers. You can find it at The Gatestormers.com, and it's run by my friend Drew. He's a gamer, he's a friend, and he decided to become a podcaster and a blogger. So he just had his first episode of the podcast go live, and he interviewed yours truly. Why? I'm not really sure. I honestly don't think I am. I don't think I'm that interesting, but I was happy to do the show. I had a lot of fun. I want to say that there's a few reasons you should listen to his show. The first is he will give it to you, he'll give it to you straight, and he won't hesitate to do so. Now that's good, but at the same time, I need to warn you that there are some curse words in it. It's not something that you could listen to freely at work if you're in an open environment. You need to put headphones on, you want to have it on your, you know, MP3 player, your iPod, or whatever. There are curse words in it. There's curse words in my interview that he performed on me, when he interviewed me. So I do want to give you a heads up on that, but he talks about all sorts of different gaming. He talks about where he and I game, Battleground Games and Hobbies, both in Abington and in Plainville. He talks about that. He talks about 40K, all sorts of stuff. So the inaugural episode, he interviews me. We talk about this podcast, the CWF Gamecast, and we talk about the blog and how I got into all of this. But like I said, we talk about 40K. He's a Space Orc player. We do that. He talks about some of the things that he will be doing on the Gatestormers. It's possible that I will be a recurring guest kind of host for his podcast for a little while. That's still being worked out, but it's a possibility. So if so, I'll be having the Tom Barberlet gene of doing more than one podcast at the same time. But most importantly, I think, first of all, a lot of you guys and girls, a lot of you would enjoy the Gatestormers. But at the end of episode one of the Gatestormers, there's a contest, a giveaway kind of contest, specifically for listeners of the Gatestormers. So I want you to listen to episode one of the Gatestormers. Listen through the entire episode. Don't just, you know, fast forward to the end. Don't ignore everything else. Listen to the entire thing. I mean, if for no other reason, I'm presuming since you're listening to the CWF Gamecast that you enjoy me, that you enjoy Tom. And I mean, Tom's not interviewed on the Gatestormers, but I am. So presumably you enjoy me and you enjoy what I have to say. I think you'll find that my interviews may be a little more relaxed, a little more laid back. So it's another side of me that you might be able to get. But, you know, listen to the entire episode and then just go on and listen to the end. And you can participate in the contest. So hopefully you will give the Gatestormers a try. Like I said, it's run by my friend Drew. I really enjoyed it. I think he's doing a good job with it. I think he does a really good job with his blog. So you can find him over at www.thegatestormers.com. That's all one word. Make sure you put the at the front of that, because otherwise you end up at a website for some sort of religious ministry that hasn't been updated, you know, since time immemorial. So the Gatestormers is the first thing on tonight's agenda. The second thing, and this is the most important thing, this is actually the main reason why I am doing this mini-cast. So the second thing, and the most important thing, is it's a huge reminder about our War at Sea contest. So we had put up this War at Sea contest back in, February sometime. It made its way onto our blog, wargamingforums.com, about the beginning of March, but I think we officially announced it at the end of February here on the podcast, actually. So we're doing this huge contest here on the podcast, and the contest officially ends on March 31st. So that's Thursday, March 31st, 2011. And the reason, there's a few reasons why I want to make sure that you actually get into this contest. We have one submission so far by the time that I'm recording this, but I know other people have said that they were interested. But there are two main reasons actually that I want you to consider submitting to the podcast. The first is, this came about because of episode 47 of the show, where I interviewed Bill Detmers. He's the CEO of 127games.com. They're a sponsor, but more than that, he's a great guy. It's a great online vendor to purchase from, and he's a huge WRC fanatic. He's trying to help out some kids get out of print WRC product. Now, this is out of print stuff, expensive stuff, things that they just, you know, you couldn't afford on an allowance. And even working part-time after school or whatever, or on weekends, you still can't afford this stuff. When things on the secondary market, like Condors and Catalinas, they're selling for 30 or more plane, 50 or more for a single plane, it's ridiculous. There's no way they can do it. So Bill and I are asking you to participate in this contest. And what you need to do is this. We want you to submit your ideas for how young players can get the older and out-of-print WRC units that they need and want without needing to spend any money. This needs to include some sort of what we're calling, quote, sweat equity, unquote, so that, you know, the young players will have to do some sort of work for the models. Bill is going to provide the models to these people, to these young gamers, but he doesn't want to just give them away. So we want you to submit all of your ideas. Then Tom and I are going to pick the one or ones that we like the best as the winner. And like I said, there could be more than one winner. Most likely we will only have one winner. But it's possible if, you know, a bunch of people or two people wow us, you have some fantastic ideas, it's possible we'll have more than one winner. So if more than one person submits a great idea, like I said, there could be multiple winners. The winning ideas or winning idea will be sent to Bill Detmers, and he may or may not end up instituting it as a system enabling the young players to receive those out-of-print models from his store in adherence with the winning ideas. Whether or not he puts the idea into effect, you still win prizes from us. Now, this prize basket, it's pretty awesome, I think. It's the largest prize basket we've done so far on the show. I'm going to give you a breakdown because originally when we talked about it, we didn't actually know exactly what we were going to put in. We had a small idea. We only knew a small portion of the prizes. And the prize basket has been growing. So this is what you have as your chance to win. The first prize is a Monty and the Foxes Wargaming Show t-shirt. Like I said, if you're a long-time listener, Monty and the Fox Wargaming Show, that's the new name of our podcast. We're not using it just yet because we're, you know, ironing out some things behind the scenes. We're working on our RSS feed, but we're also waiting for Tom's wife to finish designing the t-shirt. She's designing the logo and all that, and once she does, we're going to get the t-shirts ready to go. We actually owe a t-shirt to the winner of our Name Our Podcast contest, which was a little while ago, so we apologize for the fact that it's taken so long on the t-shirts, but like I said, we are working on them, so that's the first thing. The second prize is a WRC booster. It's courtesy of our sponsor 12-7-games.com. And I don't know exactly which booster it will be, but if it's anything like we had done in the past, Bill provided a list of boosters and you can pick from that list. He has not given me a list yet, but I know when the time comes, he will most likely give a list and you'll be able to get a booster from that. The third prize is a TotalCon 25 t-shirt. This is courtesy of TotalCon. I have to give a big thank you to Angela. Angela is the media director over at TotalCon. She is fantastic. She sent me some stuff, and we're going to be able to give you a t-shirt. We have them in some different sizes. Unfortunately, we don't cover all the sizes, and I believe we only have adult sizes, but we have like a 4XL, a 2XL. I think we have two mediums and a couple adult smalls, and there's a mix of, you know, it's black or yellow with the logo in the opposite color. So that's for TotalCon 25. There's no other way that you can get that TotalCon 25 t-shirt. The only way you could have originally gotten it was if you went to TotalCon and you purchased it there. I purchased a shirt and we're able to give you one of these. So if you end up winning, please tell us your size and we'll do our best to give you the size that you are or the one closest to it. The fourth prize is the World of Runeus Contagion Infected Zombies PDF. It's for the Pathfinder RPG system. And this is actually courtesy of trollitc.com. That's Ben Gerber, who's owner of Troll in the Corner. It's a blog, gaming blog and podcast. And he does this whole range of PDFs, and he's a game designer. I actually got to see him on a panel at TotalCon 25. So he was kind enough to include that in the swag bag for those who went to TotalCon 25, and we're going to give that to you. Also, we're going to give you both SideQuest 001 and SideQuest 002 of the Imperium Star Games line of D&D 4th Ed adventures. The first one is called Temple of Stone. It's a PDF download. We're going to send that to you. Plus, the second one is Goblins in the Streets. It's another PDF download. We've reviewed Goblins in the Streets here on the show. It's something you're familiar with. It's something that we've talked about, and so you can find out what we've thought about that if you check on our blog and also, you know, in previous shows. Plus, we're going to include one current issue of Battle Games Magazine. That comes courtesy of Henry Hyde, who's the editor and owner of Battle Games Magazine. Lastly, we are going to include a very special gift. It is going to be a set of four Litco Aero Systems small smoke markers. Way, way, way back before this podcast started up again, I had reviewed Litco Aero Systems and their Word C token sets, their smoke markers. I actually believe I reviewed the small smoke markers. I own a batch of these, and they're fantastic, actually. I use them all the time in Word C. Whenever I have a unit that's laying smoke, they are fantastic. So we're going to include those as well. This is a huge bundle of stuff. It's worth almost $60, probably more than that. So like I said, enter the contest if you haven't already. If you've been thinking about entering it and you're working on getting your stuff together, please get your submissions to us. The deadline is March 31st, that's Thursday, March 31st. How do you submit? Well, there's a couple different ways. The first way is you can send us an email. Email us at cwfgamecast@wargamingforums.com. Or you can go ahead and go on our blog and you can leave a comment on there. We actually have a blog article about the Word C contest, so that'd be the perfect place to do it. Or you can leave it and leave a comment on the show notes for this mini cast. And the third way would be if you are on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook and you can put your submission on there. So those are your three ways of entering. I hope you do. Like I said, it's almost $60 worth of prizes. We're including the Litco Aero System, small smoke markers. You're going to get a booster of War at Sea. You're going to win a t-shirt for here on the show, Monty and the Fox. You're going to win a TotalCon 25 t-shirt. Two D&D 4th Ed side quest adventures by Imperium Star Games. You're going to get a current issue of Battle Games Magazine. Plus, you win a PDF download for the Pathfinder RPG system, The World of Erroneous Contagion Infected Zombies by trollitc.com. So please, please, please submit. Whether you win or not, we appreciate your submission. We appreciate your feedback. We appreciate you listening. Please help us to help some of these younger gamers get some of the stuff that they need and they want. I know they're not the only ones who need it. I know, you know, people who've been playing for a while, people in their 20s like myself, people in their 30s, 40s, whatever. We all need access to this stuff, but it's extra difficult for these younger gamers, these kids who are in their teens, who are in their tweens, to get the stuff because it's incredibly expensive, it's out of print, and, I mean, there's really no other way for them to do it unless Wizards does some sort of legacy set, and as far as I know, they're not doing it anytime soon. So please help us help these kids, and in the process you could win almost $60 worth of stuff. It's some pretty good prizes, and we will get that going to you. So that is the bulk of the show, but like I said, there's a couple more sections I want to just do a little thing on. I want to remind everyone that episode 50 of the podcast will be coming out soon. This is a very special episode for us. I never thought that I would ever see episode 50 for the podcast. It means a lot to me that Tom and I have been working together. Episode 50, it's a huge episode. It's like when you're watching a TV show and, you know, they get their 100th episode or whatever. I mean, someday, hopefully, we'll have our 100th episode, but for right now, our 50th episode's around the corner. We're going to have a couple special guests. We're actually doing the layout, the format, I guess, is a better way to say it, the format of the show a little differently than usual. So we hope you like it. It's only going to be for this one particular episode, but we have two really good interviews coming up. Tom interviews someone who's pretty fantastic, who is also a fan of the show. big thank you to him. You know who you are. And then I interview someone else who's pretty fantastic, who's also a fan of our show. Another thank you. You know who you are. So if you listen for when episode 50 comes out, you'll be able to hear these interviews. You'll be able to see everything we do. And just want to say, you know, I know we will when episode 50 airs, but I want to thank all of you for listening. It means a lot. I know you can't tell what our numbers are for stuff. And I mean, numbers don't really mean everything. But if you're a fan of us on Facebook, I've been posting on Facebook a little bit on how our numbers are. And basically, our numbers are fantastic. I feel like John Grisham. And maybe, you know, nowadays that's not the best analogy. I like to think he's really popular. But, you know, I feel like a hit TV show and a hit, you know, book that's out. Because right now we got over 20 subscribers. I think we're up to like 25 or 26 subscribers, which may not sound like a lot, but it's a lot for us. We have quite a few downloads of our episodes. I don't know if it's true, but to me, you know, one download would be one download per person. But episode 47 of the show, that was the interview with Bill Detmers, has, oh, I think it has over 100 downloads by now, but it definitely has almost 80. Then episode 48 came out, and that's doing pretty good. That's our third most popular episode. That has over 40 downloads. Episode 45 has almost 50 downloads. I mean, these numbers probably aren't gigantic in the scheme of things. We're not Google or whatever, but I feel very proud of this. It's all because of you, the listener, for listening to us, for sticking with us, for being loyal, for liking what we do. And I also have to give a big thank you and a round of applause to Tom. Tom got me back into this. He's a fantastic guy to work with. He's very knowledgeable, and he's fun to record with. So episode 50 is our thank you to you, the fans, you, the listeners. It's a little party for ourselves, I guess. So keep on the lookout for that. And then lastly, and I do want to keep this episode short, and I'm getting up, well, I'm past the 15-minute mark now, but I want to just do a little brief thing on the Black Powder Rules by Warlord Games. And I'm going to do an actual, you know, full-blown thing with Tom on this, because Tom has the rules. At least I believe he has the rules. And, you know, he and I have talked about it and stuff, and this is something that's better if, you know, you talk with someone else. But I just want to say, I had originally blogged about the Black Powder Rules, and I was excited about getting them because, you know, I heard all these good things. And then I had read some stuff on Battle Games Magazine, which I have to give two big thumbs up to. Henry runs a fantastic magazine. I have a digital subscription to it. And it's a classy magazine. It has great information, tons of wonderful pictures, lots of fantastic content. It's well written. It's easy to access. It's perfect. I don't know why it took me so long to find out what that was, but I'm appreciative of Tom of mentioning it to me, and I'm glad that I subscribed to it because it really is fantastic. But in there were some articles that related to, you know, the American War of Independence, American Revolution, and that's the period that I'm playing, or will be playing anyway, with the Black Powder Rules. But this all kind of hyped me up for the fact that I should give Black Powder a try, and I heard good things, and then I got it, and I was honestly a little disappointed. Actually, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I wasn't disappointed. I was confused. Very, very, very confused. So I actually ended up, you know, doing a whole thing on the blog. I guess I was a little frantic. I honestly haven't read all the rules yet, but when I got the book, I started hunting around for, you know, how do I make my army, and where's the force organization, and is there a chart? How many, you know, core, and how many elites, and how many rares do I get, and how does that work? Well, Black Powder is nothing like I'm used to, so I'm still kind of getting the hang of it. But I did this whole blog article. I think I called it like something Black Powder Fog of War or something like that. If you happen to read a blog, you'll be able to find it on there. So I did this whole thing on it, and, you know, I was a little disappointed. I'm saying it again. I was a little disappointed because I was confused, I guess is what it was. And I just had no idea what to do, and I was just all over the place. But thankfully, someone left a comment on the blog. And his name is Paul. He is the owner of a gaming blog. It's wargamerblue.blogspot.com. Paul, giving you a shout out. I want to say thank you. He kind of set me straight on what I needed to use. And then after he told me, I was like, okay, that's cool. And I actually started to sit and read the rules. And the rules said the same thing that he said, but I just needed someone to give me a slap upside the head, basically, and to say, this is what you had to do. And, you know, go look at the book, you moron, because it's right there. So I looked, and I found it, and now I kind of understand what I needed to do as far as, you know, getting my figures and getting an army to go. And I discovered, you know, you can go crazy with Black Powder. You can go crazy with these historical minigames. Spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars getting millions of models. But you don't have to. And I'm honestly not going to. I can't afford to. It's something that Drew talks about on the Gatestormers, the fact that, you know, most gamers don't have much money, at least those of us who are in our 20s or younger. I mean, I'm sure those of us older don't necessarily have much money. But gaming's an expensive hobby, and, you know, you want to spend your money to get the stuff, and you want to maximize that, but you need to get what you need to get. Thankfully, with the Black Powder rules, I'm really not going to have to spend a whole lot of money. I can get a whole army for under $200. That's three standard-sized regiments. Each one's going to have about 24 figures. I'm doing an infantry, American colonial slash American, you know, army infantry. It's going to have three regiments, each one 24 figures. That's going to, you know, I'll have generals for each of them. I'll probably pick up maybe a regiment of cavalry sometime down the road, a long time down the road. And then even longer would be a battery of artillery. All told, I'd spend under $300 for everything. I already own a lot of the paints and all that stuff, so it's great. I'll be able to have this. It'll only be, you know, like one brigade, really. So it's going to only be one kind of section that I'll actually be able to play. It'll be small, but I mean, it'll give me a chance to get in, play the game, use the rules, see how things go, and then someday down the road, long, 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 long time, I could expand. But, you know, initial outlay, that's not a whole lot of money as far as wargaming goes, as far as miniatures gaming goes. So I was pretty happy about that. But I'm even happier by the fact that my models had come in, and I sat down and I started to paint. If you've ever kind of met me in person, if you know me at all from listening to this, you know I'm what I like to call a reluctant painter. I don't like to paint. I don't like to assemble. Thankfully, these figures are metal, no assembly required, they're all cast in one piece. They just needed some work done for the flash and mold lines, but they're Perry miniatures. My first time getting Perry miniatures outside of, you know, Games Workshop's products. They're fantastic, they're wonderful, I love them. And it was great for that. All I had to do was paint, and I've started to paint them. There's actually a blog article about my painting them and the process with that. Right now, I've only painted their trousers for one-third of one unit. But I'm getting there, and I'm looking forward to painting them. That's a big one for me. So the fact that I'm actually liking this, that I'm doing it, you know, it spells good things. So I just want to say, if you're at all interested in historical gaming, I really do have to recommend the Black Powder rules. And if you're not into the whole Age of Muscat thing, then there's another rule set out there for you. Black Powder covers from roughly 1700 to, oh, I guess, the war in the Sudan, I think, is the latest that the Perrys wanted it. We're thinking about that it would cover, at least, you know, it goes for their models. So that's a huge range. It covers all sorts of things like Napoleonics would be huge, American Civil War, American Revolutionary War. I think the English Civil War might even be in there. It covers all sorts of stuff that you could do. So it's worth looking at. But if you're not into that, if you're more into, like, say, ancients, you like, you know, the Romans and you like barbarians and all that kind of stuff, there's another rule set coming out. Warlord Games has Hail Caesar coming out. I haven't seen the rules. I don't really know a whole lot about them, but I know they're written by Rick Priestley, and I heard that perhaps Alessio Cavatore had something to do with them. I don't know definitively, but that's just something I heard. So if you like Warlord Games, if you've looked at Black Powder, and if you're just like an Ancients kind of player, you like, you know, the sword and the shield and the spear and all that kind of stuff, then maybe Hail Caesar is your kind of thing. So that's just something to think about. Anyway, I want to wrap up this. It's a mini cast. I'm already over 20 minutes. So thank you for listening. Want to remind you, please, the Word Seed contest, it ends March 31st. Episode 50 is coming up. Go to thegatestormers.com. Listen to episode 1 of their podcast where I'm interviewed. And give Black Powder Rules a try. You can find them, hopefully, at your friendly local game store, and if they don't have them, hopefully they will be able to order them for you. But if you don't have a place nearby or whatever, you can get them online directly from Warlord Games. That's warlordgames.co.uk. Thank you, and have a good night.